One of the costs of offering people free advice is hearing that you may need to take it yourself. This week, the New York Times, which does not flinch from admonishing statesmen, saints, and tyrants, ranging from Colin Powell and Aung San Suu Kyi to Saddam Hussein and Kim Jong-il, told that 26-year-old golfer named Tiger Woods that he should not play in the next Masters tournament unless the men who run the Augusta National Golf Club relent and admit women members. Mr. Woods has won the Masters 3 times. To call him the best golfer in the world is that rare superlative that is beyond contradiction, like calling Mount Everest the highest peak. Mr. Woods is at his own peak. He earns millions on his image because people clamor to wear what he wears, drive what he drives, and give to the charities he endorses. Yet the Times advice seems at least as much inspired by the assumption that because Tiger Woods has a mixed ethnic background, he should see admitting women into Augusta as an equal rights issue. I think it is. But it may also be understandable if Tiger Woods has not, at least so far, seen the campaign to slip a few rich women into full membership at a smug, small-minded, and high-priced country club as having the same historic urgency as the Freedom Riders who braved beatings to bring down segregation laws. It would be admirable if Mr. Woods chose not to play in the Masters, or at least spoke out. If he doesn't see admitting women members to Augusta as an equal rights issue, it is certainly a golf issue. He's not being asked to take a stand on gun control, abortion rights, or the war on terrorism, but a matter that bears on that realm in which he is, please pardon the phrase, so masterful. But other great but lesser golfers, Davis Love III, Ernie Els, and Vijay Singh, have mothers, who are all presumably women. All golfers, all citizens, in fact, have a direct personal stake in the equality of women. You wonder why the New York Times lectured only Tiger Woods about his responsibilities. Not playing in the Masters tournament would probably cost Tiger Woods thousands of dollars in prize money. He is already a millionaire many times over and could probably afford to lose a little money to advance a worthy principle. The New York Times seems to run a lot of big, blaring, glossy ads bought by IBM, Coca-Cola, General Motors Cadillac, CBS, and Citigroup. They are all sponsors of the Masters golf tournament. If the New York Times feels that the time has come to raise a flag and make a national campaign to admit women into Augusta, they could begin by calling on their own newspaper to refuse millions of dollars of advertising from those corporations who support the Masters. The Times might be a crouching dragon when it comes to admonishing Tiger.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that.